My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how often you need to adjust your on-page SEO. Neil, when's the last time you did that?
How often should you, or how often do
I do it? When was the last time you did it?
Probably a year plus.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to be very honest as well. I'll be honest. My team does it. So we'll make like these different Asana tasks and we'll take a look at it. And for me, I just like approve, disapprove. When we think about adjusting our on-page SEO, bless you, is that a cough or is that a sneeze?
Cough, too much water.
Okay, got it. So anyway, so adjusting your on-page SEO, you probably should do it at least once a quarter minimum. Let's assume you have some volume going. That should be a cadence that's built into your content team or your SEO team and have them take care of it. We just are really controlling, I guess, and we just haven't had the time to get to it.
And not just not getting the time to get to it, you know, I should adjust my on-page SEO more often. I do like the once a quarter number. I wasn't sure what number Eric was going to throw out. I was thinking at least 2 to 3 times a year. So let's go with once a quarter. But the difference between Eric and I and most people is we're SEOs. So we are paranoid, or at least I am. I'm a control freak. I optimize my own website. I know when things are getting screwed up. When I get those Google Search Console errors of AMP issues or SEO errors or whatever it may be, I go and I fix them right then and there. So I don't typically set a date to be like, oh, I'm going to optimize my on-page SEO, you know, once a quarter or twice a year or whatever the number is. As I get the Search Console errors, I typically fix them within 2 to 3 days at the latest. I just forward it to the developer and add it into Trello. As for my own on-page SEO, things don't change that much. It's once when you do good, you know, you have clean code, you're using WordPress, you're using plugins like Yoast, you're pretty good to go. Now, the one thing I would recommend to you guys is to look at your on-page SEO. If you're making a ton of changes and you're not on CMSs, you should look at it once a quarter. But on the flip side, if your on-page SEO is pretty good, you don't necessarily need to adjust it on a regular basis, but you should consider running tests. So examples of tests is you can add in your most popular pages in your sidebar and link to them and put in most popular pages as a heading to see if that helps boost their rankings. Eric used to do this below his blog posts, which he had other related blog posts. And the moment that got removed, your traffic dropped how much?
I think it was like 10 or 15%.
And then he added it back in and then boom, within a week, his traffic came back. Mm-hmm. Another test you can do is optimize your title tag to get more clicks. Eric has a product called ClickFlow. And how do you recommend people optimize their title tags?
Yeah. So for us, I guess going into the process a little bit, you can do it manually too using Google Search Console. The issue is when you do it manually, you don't get something that reminds you that you should come back and optimize or you have these tests running. So have some kind of framework, whether it's manual or using a tool like ClickFlow, for example, is going to help you increase your traffic. And it's building, what you're doing is you're building a habit, right? You're building a testing habit and you're continually coming back to it. So it could be you doing it or you could have someone on your team doing it. We have someone on our team doing it.
Yeah, and what we found is with your on-page SEO, typically most people don't look at it until they get slapped with the Google update or their traffic just drastically drops. But what we found is the messiest sites typically have the worst on-page SEO. So if you're doing major changes constantly, like a redesign, optimizing for mobile speed or site speed, whatever it may be, what you'll find is when people are continually changing your site, whether it's design or speed or releasing new features or pages, in many cases, it'll mess up your SEO. And if you're continually running new changes every month, then you should double check your on-page SEO every month. Doesn't mean you need to adjust it. You just need to double check it to make sure people didn't undo stuff.
To build on that point, what I would say is there's a lot of stuff that algorithm changes. You make someone else, like a developer on your site, makes a change and then traffic tanks. So what we do, we've built a habit of documenting and annotating every single change, like big or small. It's all in our Google Analytics. So you can see the date that it's happened. You can see every single change that's happened. That we can roll back. And to build on that too, if you're using a CMS like WordPress, for example, we use WP Engine for our hosting. It makes it really easy. They're backing up all the time. We can roll back anytime. That way your ass is covered, for lack of a better phrase, and you know exactly what's going on. So again, like Neil and I, like when it comes to our websites, at least, we're control freaks and you got to know what's going on.
Yeah. Also check out WordPress. I prefer that over the WP Engine backup, because if you're a non-techie like me, Eric's probably much more technical than I am.
Yeah.
You log in, you click a button and you're good to go.
That's what I do with WP Engine.
Really?
Yeah.
I just like the WordPress interface. It's so nice and pretty. Oh,
WordPress is a nice name, though. Anyway, anything else?
That's it.
All right. So we are planning to do a live event in downtown LA, but we need your help getting there. We need you to rate, review, subscribe this podcast to help us get to $1 million a month. Right now, we're on track for 850,000. People have offered us thousands of dollars to come to these events. We're going to do it free, and you're going to get food, and you're going to get the recordings if you can't make it. And if you make it, you're going to get the recordings as well. We'd love to see you there. You get to hang out with us all day, and it's going to be a good time. So help us do it. Rate, review, subscribe. I'm begging you with one hand right now. This is my beg. I'll just do it with two hands right now.
It's like add another hand.
Yeah, there's the hand. And we'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow right here on Marketing School.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career
Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.